China's government today ruled that Hong Kong will not be allowed direct elections for its next leader, crushing hopes among the residents of the former British colony for an early move toward full democracy. The ruling by the Standing Committee of China's parliament means that any political reforms in Hong Kong will be gradual. It ignores hopes among Hong Kong residents for full and free elections in 2007, when the current Beijing-appointed chief executive second term comes to an end. Hong Kong's post-handover constitution says universal suffrage is the eventual goal in the territory, but it sets no timetable. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Was this expected?
It was very much expected. Earlier this month, Beijing made changes or reinterpretations, as they're called, to Hong Kong's electoral laws to say that it can make decisions like today's, and today it went ahead and made that decision. But for all that, I don't think that the Democrats in Hong Kong, the Democratic Party, will be any happier. And certainly Yong Sum, the head of the Democratic Party, today said that his party and their supporters will continue to push for democracy and for universal suffrage in the former British territory.
And the people of Hong Kong, how are they going to react to this decision?
Well, I think in the short term, we probably won't see massive demonstrations over the next few days. But over the medium term, we are going to see some bigger organized demonstrations. I think this will annoy the people of Hong Kong even more that they're not being listened to by Beijing. And I believe on July the 1st, the anniversary of the handover, they're already organizing a massive rally, rather like the one that was held last year when 500,000 people turned out. Then in September, they have legislative elections. The Legislative Council in Hong Kong, half of the seats on it are directly elected. And most analysts feel that in those elections, the Democrats will get huge, huge support from the people of Hong Kong.
Wouldn't it make more sense for China to be more flexible with Hong Kong?
Well, you might think so. I think, of course, a lot of people in Hong Kong think that way. And one thing that has been suggested, of course, is that Hong Kong could be a sort of experiment for democracy on Chinese territory. People say, well, why not set a precedent for political reform in Hong Kong and a way that the rest of China could follow? But many analysts feel, well, that's exactly the problem, is that this clearly shows that Beijing does not want to follow that route on the mainland. And so it doesn't want to set a model for that in Hong Kong.
And the people in China, how do they feel about Hong Kong's efforts to move toward full democracy?
Well, I think the people of China know very little about the efforts of the people of Hong Kong to move towards democracy, because although the Chinese media is much, much more open than it used to be on sensitive political issues such as this one, they really don't see much reporting about this at all. And to be frank, China is in such a state of convulsive economic and social change itself that I think a lot of people have their plates full here, either with making a million themselves or with just keeping life and soul together, that they're not really focused on the situation. Apart from perhaps a few intellectuals in the major cities, they're not really focused on the situation in Hong Kong at all.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.